Well, Stuart, how's it going?
It's going well, Mendo, thanks.
Well, let's kick things off with some changes to the Cobra School wrestling. What's going on there?
Well, it looks like there will be a third feeder program to the high school program coming in, and it's caused a little controversy initially because the coach of the Cobra Youth Wrestling program of nearly 40 years thought he was being pushed out, but that doesn't seem to be the case. They just all have to coordinate together to figure out how to use the facilities and schedule it all out.
Now, also, a new school board member was recently appointed to the Silver City School District.
Yes, about a week ago, the Silver Consolidated School Board appointed Ashley Montenegro, the daughter of Tom Laws, a former school board member here in Silver, who also was the one pushing for the recall election earlier this year. They decided to appoint her to the board a week ago Tuesday, and she will sit on that seat until she runs for District 2 in February.
Great. Well, we'll follow up with you on that. But right now, let's go to Ben Fisher, who has news on the special session that is coming up and how that will impact the Silver City area. Ben?
Yes, Mendo. Here in the last week, Governor Martinez announced the long-anticipated special session of legislature. There's no date for that yet, but she says it'll be sometime in September. And that's in reaction to a shortfall for fiscal year 2016, which ended June 30th, which is estimated to be $130 to $135 million, mostly due to oil and gas price drops. And people in Grant County have been looking at this for a long time. One of our senators, Howie Morales, who sits on legislative finance, has been, you know, calling this basically inevitable since the end of the regular session. And while lobbyists and special interest groups are sending out press releases, you know, every other day to protect funds that affect them directly, local governments here in Grant County are scrambling to use funds already allocated before they can, you know, be plucked as low-hanging fruit by the legislature in their attempt to fix the budget.
Now, obviously, we're going to have to closely look at what happens when that session gets into session. But on the local front, the county commission came together to discuss a local issue of the county hospital. What became of that?
Yes, the county commission approved a resolution at their meeting on Thursday, which will place a possible tax hike for property taxes in an effort to aid our local hospital, the Hilo Regional Medical Center. That's a 4-mill levy, and which will affect the taxable value of any property, which is about one-third of the total value. And the example that our county assessor gave was that for a home with a $100,000 taxable value, that would cost $133 more a year. But that would bring $3.3 million to GRMC, who are facing a pretty dire national health care situation right now.
Well, Ben Fisher and Stuart McClintock, thank you very much for taking the time and speaking with us on issues affecting the Silver City area.
Thank you, Edmundo.